we take a walk. The sun is shining down.
Sun this weekend for the Super Bowl. How about them apples? 7 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Friday program, 31st of January. The year is 2014. You knew that by now. And you probably also know, unless you've been under a rock for the past week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or unless you don't care like me, that there's a Super Bowl game this weekend. Yay! Wow. Yay. All right. So, the Carter's, excuse me, I sound okay, and I feel okay, except that there is so much gas, maybe this is too much information, there is so much gas still being produced in my body from my, so I went to the doctor that I have here in Massachusetts. I'm fortunate I have all these doctors that are either a part of my program or a part of my life, and so I'm checking with all of them to find out what it was that basically happened. For those of you who've been listening to the program this week, know I was not here on Tuesday, and Kenny and Jennifer did a great job holding things together. When I came back on Wednesday, I felt but I felt like I needed to be on the air. Yesterday, I don't think I felt badly, and I don't think I sounded badly, but I went to see my GP, or the guy that he's not mine, he doesn't belong to me, but he's been of a good service for me for the last 10, 12 years. And we talked about what I had, and he said that I had a classic case of acute salmonella poisoning. Because I had no fever, there's no bug, no virus. It's very hard for those. I have a great, strong immune system. But you couldn't, he said, you wouldn't have warded this off no matter what. And the fact that you're up walking around, normally it's 48 to 72 hours that people are just flat on their back. I don't feel great. He said, by the time the day is over, though, today, I will be done with it. And I sure certainly hope so for me and everybody else who's around me. Fortunately, I have a microphone switch here so I can eliminate the need. Every once in a while, a little pop comes out that you may or may not hear, and I apologize for that. But it's part of the unbelievable upset that a system would have. And again, if you've never had, and I had this kind of poisoning, as I said, 25 years ago, and it was from the same thing, eating bad lobster. So as much as I may have liked it, I haven't had lobster for eons. I can't remember the last time I had a bite of lobster, because I normally stay away from that stuff. But we stopped for a quick dinner. It looked good on the menu, so okay, let's have a bite of that. And then, so I don't wish it on anybody. Maybe some of you have been going through the H1N1 this week. You may have had a stomach bug, and it knocked you around for a while. You have my sympathy. It's not fun. Wintertime brings this out. Brings out a lot of things that aren't necessarily great, although this cold weather has been very good, as I've explained before, to get rid of a lot of the bugs and vermin that sort of harbor in the soil through the wintertime that lasts for 3 or 4 years. We haven't had really good freezes. Boy, this year we've had a good freeze, and it'll kill a lot of those things that seem to be the pests that you have in your gardens, around your home, even in the lawns, the moles and the sort of things that get into the gardens, those will not be as much of a problem in the areas where there were good hard freezes. So at least you can get something good out of all of this. Another month or so of lousy weather, early spring is what I'm predicting, and other people are sort of now beginning to say the same thing. Not to worry about the Super Bowl, though. Temperature is supposed to be, I think we looked it up, in the high 40s for Sunday. Cloudy skies, but no rain is forecast for the Meadowlands. So that's good. They still have 10,000 seats that scalpers or pseudo-scalpers are trying to sell for $4,000 plus a piece. Would any of you spend that kind of money to go watch the game? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer has gone to Las Vegas. Her birthday, I believe, is Monday, isn't it? Isn't her birthday February 3rd? Do I remember that? It must be on the calendar someplace. I'm pretty sure her birthday is Monday. And so she and her father, who was very sick like I was, he doesn't slow down. He and Jennifer run the cable radio network, a digital outfit that supplies audio to cable systems all around the country. That's her family's business. And so they have gone to Las Vegas to celebrate with other people the football game this weekend and Jennifer's birthday. But her father was as sick as I was. Didn't have the same thing, but he was really under the weather, excuse me, this week. So hopefully that doesn't get in the way of them enjoying, or bad weather and bad food and feeling bad doesn't get in the way of you enjoying the Super Bowl. On this date in 1988, the Super Bowl that was played in Sandy, I'm looking at, Kenny, the places where Super Bowls are normally played, hasn't ever been played in the New York City area for fairly obvious reasons. They want to not have to fight with the weather. However the decision was made, the luck is with them for this weekend. And they didn't even know. They were worried about having to move this thing. But can you imagine the chaos? How could they have done that with all these people buying tickets and all the hotels? You know, for 40 miles in any direction, you can't find a hotel room. So anyway,
I think they were just considering moving the date to the most weather friendly day of the larger weekend.
Ah, okay.
Thursday through Monday.
I didn't know that.
That they would have moved it like that.
Super Bowl played on January 31st, 1988 in San Diego, January 31st, 1993 in Pasadena, January 31st, 1999 in Miami. The Broncos beat the Atlanta Falcons there. How long? The Broncos is a fairly new franchise, isn't it? In football, in comparison to some of the other ones? Broncos haven't been around that long.
No, since the 60s.
In the 60s? I trust Michael on that. All right, so anyway, that's. And for those of you who want to grind about the weather, the winter weather this week and how horrible it is and global warming and all this other stuff. Okay, here's a wake-up call to those of you who are so foolish that you think all of this is about the influence of global warming. I call your attention to January 31st, 1953, when a wall of water caused by one of the fiercest storms in the 20th century, with 24, 25-foot tides, burst through the dikes all over coastal England. The eastern coast of England, low-lying coastal areas were flooded. 1,800 people drowned in eastern England and southern Belgium. The Netherlands affected as well. Thousands of people lost their homes. Hundreds of animals died. Farmland was unusable for, in some of these areas, for 10 years. The North Sea salt water left its mark. The low tide, the River Thames was so high it almost flooded central London.
Wow.
And, this was a big storm. Thousands of people and tens of thousands of homes were affected by this. So those of you who keep saying that we have this horrible reality, it isn't great. And yeah, there are things that are part of the makeup of the change in the weather, but it isn't like this stuff. This is how naive people are. You see the same kind of naivete when it comes to discussing issues like immigration reform. And I mean, generally speaking, the whole State of the Union this past week, Kenny, there was so much naive conversation about it. And the president sounded naive with some of the things that he was saying, frankly. But you get right down to it. One of the big conversations this week has been, once again, a focus on the so-called extreme winter weather. And you know what? It isn't that extreme. We have become wimps. You hear me say that all the time, but this is just another testimony. Imagine if you lived, can you imagine what we'd be talking about if that storm had hit? It's not unlike Sandy, except Sandy was nowhere near as bad as that storm. We recall Sandy from 2012. That was nowhere near as bad as this storm that hit the coast of England and Belgium and the Netherlands on this date in 1953. So please, come on. Let's get real about some of this stuff, okay? Or grow up or something, get a life. Talk about something that makes this interesting and important. For example, in a moment, we relive a moment in history 81 years ago on this date. Something extraordinarily important happened on the radio, and I'll tell you about it in just a matter of moments. First, though, folks, is your hair stronger, healthier, and fuller, or are you losing your hair? When you brush your hair, does it come out in your hand? When you take a shower, does it end up going down the drain? If you have this problem, you need Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that will help you with this problem and more when it comes actually to your hair and its fullness and how it looks. Here's a fellow named Tom who writes, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months. Results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back. Comes in thicker and fuller every day. It absolutely is a wonderful product. Happy my wife heard you talking about it. Well, I'm glad that she was listening, Tom. Now it's time for you to listen. Or you're doing a good job of listening and learning. And so you have this info we pass along to other folks. Thinning hair is a problem. You want to reactivate your follicles, do you not? Cleanse the pores, follicles get back into action, hair grows back in again. That's what Provia does. It cleanses the follicles. Cleanses the pores so your hair follicles can come back through the pores that have been plugged up because you used cheap shampoos for a lot of years. Provia works for both men and women, safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair. Order it now by calling 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get, when you mention Doug Steffen, the brand new Provia Super Concentrate. It'll help the hair come back in faster and more noticeably. 800-525-8319. They market directly to you, so it costs less and you cut out the middleman. You'll get it very quickly. And for 2 weeks until Valentine's Day, you can upgrade to priority shipping free as well by mentioning Doug Steffen. When you order Provia, it does make a nice Valentine's gift. 800-525-8319.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and light.
Refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
Aha!
The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger had been on the radio, and on this date in 19... No, actually, it did... I was thinking it was on... No, I had it backwards. WXYZ Radio in Detroit, the home of a lot of the dramas that had become a mainstay on radio, saw the first broadcast of The Lone Ranger. January 31st, 1933, when the Lone Ranger character, created by the owner of the radio station, George Trendle, and one of the ladies that worked for him, writer Fran Stryker, it was the first time Hi-Ho was heard on the radio. The first month had the Lone Ranger by himself, and then Tonto came along a month later. So that was the story of the early days of radio and the early days of the Lone Ranger on this date 81 years ago today, 21 after the hour.
The Lone Ranger.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Say they were never true, never true in the games you play. You would always win, always win. But I'll set fire to the rain, and I threw us into the flames. When it fell, something died, cause I knew that that was the last time, the last time.
I don't know where I would place you in American Idol. Like, it's really hard for me to see you in this competition. And I
feel what you're saying. 100%.
It's hard to describe, right?
You got a really big voice, Tyler.
Thank you very much.
And it's great range and everything. You just look angry when you sing, and it's hard to watch. That's all I can say from me watching you.
You mean because of, like, the contortion?
Yeah.
Actually, that was one of the things I found interesting.
Then I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's vote. Yeah, American Idol makes you sing many different styles, and that's where I think you're going to get in trouble, because I can't see you singing anything but exactly what you did.
But I'd like to see it. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Ugh. I think you're very serious. I think you're very passionate. I have to say no.
All right, so there's Harry Connick Jr. You bum, Harry.
Boom.
Anyway, so the kid doesn't get through. A lot of these contestants, man, I wonder even as though we tease about my singing and some of the other singing, I can't help but if I really practiced, think that although they don't have, they have no category. They don't have an American Idol for seniors. Don't you think that would be interesting or not? Who thinks that's a good idea?
I think the way that the TV people think would keep them from doing that, because they gear everything to the teenagers.
Yes, they do. All right, so let's gear ourselves to another form of entertainment where people of all ages are the focus equally, and that's the late-night programs, the monologues, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Jimmy Fallon. Conan starts out with a focus on Justin Bieber.
Yesterday, Justin Bieber turned himself in at a Toronto police station for an assault charge.
Yeah.
There was a bit of confusion when Bieber first arrived and policemen asked, "Hey, little girl, have you lost your mommy?"
Cut it out!
Justin Bieber has been charged with assaulting his Toronto limo driver. Yeah. The driver is reportedly suffering from minor injuries and being the laughingstock of the Toronto limo industry. In Atlanta,
a lot of students are forced to sleep at their high schools. Hey, I did that for 4 years, okay? It was called math class. I slept for 4 years. And FEMA, boy, they're no help at all. See what they did today? They show up in Atlanta with ice. You know, We're so confused.
The Super Bowl is always like 800 million people watching the Super Bowl, maybe a billion people watching the Super Bowl. And yet there are still other TV outlets in business during the Super Bowl. They have to show something. And if you take a look at the Super Bowl ratings, invariably it will be like 400 billion people, but yet over on Channel 2, yeah, some other people were watching something else.
Yeah.
It's always like that. So CBS wants to take advantage of that little audience.
Ah.
Here's what CBS will be running opposite the Super Bowl. Watch this.
Sunday, 7 p.m. on 60 Minutes. Recreational softball. Slow boats. People drinking coffee. And playful senior citizens.
And this kind of bummed me out. Motley Crue just announced that they are splitting up after 33 years. Apparently they made the decision when they realized they've been passed out for 23 years.
Somebody wake Nikki Six up. We got to go.
So Motley Crue versus the Motley Fool. You know, the difference, the Motley Fool is a money program. And those guys have never, over the years of me being in conversation radio, I have found them to be among the most annoying people that I have ever met in my life. Unbelievably annoying. I don't know anything about Motley Crue, but I'll tell you, the Motley Fool doesn't get it in my, but thumbs down! 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, what do our panelists think of former Defense Secretary Bob Gates' new book?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. Was it candid transparency or a betrayal for former Defense Secretary Bob Gates to write a book about private conversations with the current president?
He's a very stand-up guy, but here he's done the typical Beltway thing, which is you hear things that supposedly shock and dismay you, and you supposedly consider resigning over and over again, but you never actually resign. You just keep the notes for the memoir that you publish as soon as possible when you're out of office.
Look, I think people are going to write these books. I'm not as troubled by it probably as Rich, in the sense that I admired what Cyrus Vance did in terms of policy, but I also think that history does have its claims and that people ought to write this because we ought to know what really happened.
That was your Both Sides Minute.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On Friday, the 31st of January, Jennifer's off today, Doug is here, Kenny is here, and you, more importantly, are here, 888-302-3684, discussing, oh, Richie's there? Huh, how about them apples? Did he say that loud enough so that I could hear it? Was that you who said that? Who said that?
No, I was just telling you.
Really?
Oh. Just so you'd know.
Why does it sound like you're not in the studio, though? It sounds like you're somewhere else. Kenny, does that sound normal to you? He doesn't sound like he's on.
Just because I'm standing here, I'm not sitting down yet.
Oh, really? So that changes your voice?
That's a standing
is that it?
Voice.
All right, so what happens when I stand up? All right, I just stood up.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I'm going to pull the mic up to get my standing. Here's my standing voice.
All right, so here now, I'm standing up. But if I put the microphone back to where it normally is, that means I sound like that. All right, so how does it? Okay, this is very.
We should stand more often, actually. It's better for you to stand.
Not necessarily in my state of health, but normally, yes, I'd agree with you.
A lot of things floating around.
You know what? Actually, I need my ball.
All right,
my ball.
Richie's here. Kenny is here. Doug is here. Bob Uecker. We're talking a lot about the
just
Super Bowl
a bit
today.
Outside.
Bob Uecker, one of the great. I just wanted to get the focus up. Actually, Richie, have been talking about the Super Bowl and the weather and the kinds of things that are part and parcel of what people are concerned about with regard to the game. Not much to be worried about because the weather's going to be fine for the game. So let's just turn our attention to thinking, if we're worried about the weather, what better way to get our mind off of the weather than to think about the beginning of the baseball season? Which, by the way, if you really get down to brass tacks, 2 weeks from this weekend, the pitchers and catchers report to spring training. Hooray!
Yay!
So Bob Uecker, who is now 80 years old, if you can believe it. God love him.
God love him.
And a great member of the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, actor, great presenter, has been doing radio work for the Milwaukee Brewers for 50, well, he's been involved with the Milwaukee Brewers since he was a player for 59 seasons. That's got to be some kind of a record, isn't it? He's been around pretty much as long as Vin Scully. How long has Vin Scully been doing this? Marty Brenneman does the Cincinnati Reds.
Vin Scully, I think, probably has the record.
Yeah, he's 80. I believe he's 86 or 87. Jennifer would know. But he's in his upper 80s. But he still does most of the home games. Doesn't travel anymore. And the only reason he doesn't travel is because his wife won't let him. He would go, but his wife says, "Now, you got to stay home." So, apparently, the suggestion has come from ownership of the Milwaukee Brewers that Uecker ought to not travel so much. So apparently he's going to do all of the games that are at home, all of the games from spring training, but not all of the games on the road. So just I thought that was, when I saw that, I thought that was kind of cool. Let's talk a little bit about the spring training season, which is about to begin.
We have certain guests on this show where you always remember them, and he's been on the show several times. Haven't been on a long time, but been on several times, and delivered one of the funniest lines we've ever had.
Where would we be without Bob Uecker? How much money did you make when you were at the height of your career?
I made $16,000 a year, and seven of that came from selling other players' equipment. You wanted some guy's glove, man. I got it for you.
Now, interesting that you say that, because one of the scandals surrounding the Super Bowl has been Peyton Manning's brother selling equipment supposedly that was used, but it turns out wasn't. These guys are so greedy.
Really?
That they are selling. Kenny, you can update the story and give a little more starch to it.
Eli Manning is selling his brother's stuff.
No,
on
he's
eBay.
Selling his Eli Manning stuff
because
he figures
stuff.
His name is Manning, so he can cash in on it.
No.
I'm just saying that's what they're thinking.
You know, Eli actually has two Super Bowl wins. He actually has more than his brother does.
Right.
But his brother is much more popular.
Well, but I'm just saying the essence of these guys being this greedy, when you think back, I was watching Bill O'Reilly last night, and Joan Namath was on with him.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about how much money Namath made. I think it was $60,000 as a football player for the New York Football Giants. And that would have been in the 60s, right? Didn't he play in the
Jets.
60s? No, he was in the Jets. Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't it in the 60s?
Yeah.
When he played?
Yeah, like 19. He might have been hit the 70s, 71, something like that.
But the interesting thing was they were talking about was obviously the Super Bowl and O'Reilly trying to make people believe that he actually knew. See, I don't make any bones about it. I don't know anything about it, and I don't care. The only thing I know is that football is classically horribly violent and dangerous to play. That I know. I don't know the rules of the game. I just know that the helmet and the kinds of damage that you can do with the concussions and stuff. O'Reilly doesn't know any more about football than I do. But he had Joe Namath on to sort of play the part. And Namath comes across, he kind of has a strange jaw. And look, his face is so big. And he's a bigger than life guy anyway.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting, the stories that they were talking about. And
well, the guys back in those days, they didn't make anything from football.
That's
they
what I'm saying.
All that money off of selling the stuff and endorsements.
But they didn't really do the same sort of thing. My point was, Richie, that these guys now, the minimum is $400,000 a year for a first-time draft pick, right?
Get signed. No, it's almost 700. It's 600.
Is it? I thought I heard 400.
No, 600 and some thousand. Almost 700,000.
Okay, so even so, that even more makes my case. How is it that these guys, how much does Eli Manning make? How much does Peyton Manning make?
Oh, wow. Eli Manning's got to have a 80, 90 million or 100 million.
So these guys are so greedy that they have to go out and sell stuff on the open market, like Pete Rose used to do with baseballs and things that were supposedly memorabilia. And it really was never been in a game.
Here's the reality. Okay, the average football career lasts about 6 years.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe not even that long. 5 years. Because most of the guys are out in a year or two.
Yeah.
The guys who stick around, there's barely any guys who stick around for 10 years, 8, 9, 10 year kickers, you know, whatnot. So they get it while they can. And even though Peyton will have a long endorsement career, that guy's just popular and will be Eli, you know, so get it while you can. Because when you're 55 years old and your brain is rolling around inside your head, you're going to need every dime that you could get in that 8 years that you were able to get it.
That's an interesting way. That's a way to look at it. Kenny?
This thing with Eli Manning is that he has been part of a group that has been selling memorabilia, claiming that it was uniforms and helmets worn by the players when it wasn't. It wasn't worn by anybody.
Yeah. And they make it, they have somebody make it look like they rip it apart and bang it around so it looks like it's been used and
that's awesome.
Yeah, no, it isn't. It's horrible. All right, so now, just as an extension, because there's so much here to talk about, even in a non-sports program like mine, I thought it was interesting to note that in Seattle and Denver, the public radio stations have made bets with each other Seattle, obviously, one team, Denver, the other team.
Really?
They call it the Wing Bowl at a radio station in Philadelphia. Because
there's this thing this weekend called the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so I thought the Wing Bowl is something that is a part of what Philadelphia, they make, there are a lot of people who are going to these restaurants where they have the sports bars. And the wings, the amount of wings, that's why Buffalo Wild Wings been all over the place advertising this week.
Oh, yeah.
That's very the main bill of fare.
Oh, that place is
that's what they call it. I mean, but all of the, you go around the country to any major city, and do you know how many chickens have died in honor of the Super Bowl?
We thank each and every one of
wings,
them.
Wings like you wouldn't believe.
Thank you.
All right, and they call it the big game. We're not. Are we supposed to call it the big game? We're not supposed to call it the Super Bowl, or what are we supposed to call it? I don't really care.
It depends. Are we making money on the big game?
Not so you'd notice.
Yeah, if we were making money on the big game by advertising something,
yeah,
then we have to call it the big game. If we're just talking about the game, we can call it the Super Bowl.
Really?
They will not come after. We're not making money selling televisions or chicken wings or beer.
Yeah.
We should.
But if we were trying to have some kind of big contest... for yes. ourselves to give something away, it would have to be the big game.
Yes.
Really? Wow. All right, that's good to know. Man, I wouldn't want those guys after me.
No.
All right.
They got big
tough guys. Big tough guys.
That's right. They'll give you a concussion.
All right, they will. I've only had one in my life, and it was at the hands of a horse. So, at any rate, 17 before the hour, that takes care of that sort of thing. Maybe we'll spend a little time talking about the winter weather in a moment. I've been talking to you about Genucell with stem cell technology. It's the new treatment for bags and puffiness under your eyes. Did I say customers are having a hard time believing the results? Here's Susan, who writes, I've been using Genucell for a couple of months since I first heard you talking about it. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared. I love this product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. Well, glad you're listening to the program, Susan, and thank you for the testimonial. In fact, with its instant effects, you'll see Genucell working in 12 hours, guaranteed, or you get your money back. And for 2 weeks, you can take advantage of the great Valentine's Day offer. Order Genucell right now and get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment absolutely free with your order when you mention Doug Steffen. And even better, for the next 2 weeks till Valentine's Day, express shipping is yours free. All right, so express shipping, a jar of Esotique, and the best way to get rid of the puffiness and bags around your eyes, Genucell, at 800-543-9262. Hop on it right now while you're thinking about it. 800-543-9262. Ladies and gents, you have nothing to lose except the bags and puffiness. Men are using this just like women are. I use it. We all know. What a tough guy I am, right, Richie? You can testify
to
me being a hell of a man.
That's right.
And as I don't want any puffiness in
the
bags.
The Marlboro man.
Under my... No, he's dead. I don't want to be like him.
Well.
The third, by the way, the third Marlboro man died this week, if those of you didn't hear the story of emphysema. The third, you'd think after a while...
The last one's still alive? Do you know who the last one is, right?
No, the last one just died.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think there was the last guy who died this week.
You can see him every Saturday night on TV.
Yeah?
Starring in Blue Bloods.
Tom Selleck?
Tom Selleck was the Marlboro man.
When?
Let me look it up.
He wasn't the last one. The last one just died.
Really?
There have been three guys that have died in their 70s of emphysema, having been the Marlboro man. I didn't realize Selleck was the Marlboro man at all. All right, you'll look it up and you'll let us know. Meanwhile, the number again for Genucell, get rid of the puffiness. He could use, Tom could use a little of this. 800-543-9262. I'm surprised to even hear that he smoked. He didn't look like the kind of a guy that would be a smoker. Really? Why? What are you laughing at?
The guy that just died in 2009. I can't even tell you his name.
No, there's a guy who died this week.
Yeah.
Who was the Marlboro man. All right, why am I doing this in the middle of a Genucell commercial? 800-543-9262 for Genucell.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British Invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just $50. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just $50. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88weirdspice.com.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a good bus and mask. Responsive.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
The Dextef and Good Day program just moving into the weather zone. Weather is going to be good. East Coast weather will be warm. Richie, where you are, cold today, warming up over the weekend.
Yeah, we're actually going to get up to 50 degrees over the weekend. Right. A little bit of rain, though.
The ladies on The View talked about some of the chaos caused by the winter weather in the South this week.
The South is struggling to get back to normal after being crippled by snow. Cars were abandoned. Kids were stranded at school. People spent the night at the grocery store. People are asking how much of this foolishness was caused by 2 inches of snow.
See, it wasn't my friend Bone, who's hosting with us. He was on the freeway from 11:30 at night. In the morning, he was still on the freeway. It's not the snow. It was the ice. And when there's car crashes on ice and they can't move them over to the shoulder of the road, yeah, it stopped. So it was all of that ice. And
I think also,
it had never happened before.
But then I think the news reporters are largely responsible. I think the city's responsible. They weren't prepared.
That's enough.
But it never happened before.
You know what? That's the kind of crap that is so disingenuous. It's never happened before. Do you know how stupid that sounds? It happens.
It's certainly happened before.
It's happened before. And the fact that they would say that and somebody wouldn't challenge them, whoever was on the, I noticed that Jay Moore, this week when I was sick, I watched The View a little bit. Jenny McCarthy trying to get a date for her father, which I thought was kind of a cryptic way of, any of you saw that. And Barbara Walters apparently is so hard up. She was trying to hustle a guy while he was on the program. Well, maybe I'll talk to you about going out with you. Anyway, yeah, slip sliding away. That does define, however, what Atlanta was like for a while this week.
He came from my hometown.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day with the Boys Club, although Roberto will be here in the next hour. Those of you who can stick around, that'll be cool. Jennifer off today and Monday celebrating her birthday. And so we were trying to figure out, her birthday actually is Monday, Richie.
No, it's the 6th.
Oh, it's not until next week.
Yeah, but she's going to Vegas this weekend with her friends just to have a good time.
53 past the hour, Shelley Palmer is here as we give into Tech Talk time. He's going to speak with you about a device that can send smells.
Oh, I heard about this. This is cool. Yeah.
Smells through your phone.
Yeah.
A smellophone. So if you're interested in that and you're not going to the Super Bowl, perhaps you can spend some time this weekend with your smellophone. Anyway, the explanation in Shelley Palmer's mind just a moment away. You're on Good Day.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, sending a text message is easy, but what if sending a smell through your phone was just as easy? A research team at Harvard University has designed a new device called the O-Phone that transmits smell signals through smartphones. The device uses a small cartridge that attaches to your smartphone and lets you send the smell you want the cartridge to produce through a companion app called O-Trax. It may sound strange, but the lead designer says the idea was not just to reproduce an existing way of communicating, but instead to create a new language and a new way of communicating with people around the world. The O-Phone not only makes it possible to accurately send and receive smells, but also lets you pair them with images on your smartphone screen. Eventually, the team says, the O-Phone can transmit up to 10,000 smells and may even be able to capture new smells. Until then, though, we'll have to stick with boring old words. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell batteries.
Oh, no.
We test them for you free. Need a new one? No problem. Because only Advance Auto Parts carries Autocraft Gold batteries. Autocraft Gold is designed with power frame technology, engineered to give you longer battery life. Plus, at Advance Auto Parts, we'll install your new battery for you free. Only at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
With purchase, most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, so we're giving one of our Exergen winners a $1,000 Visa gift card to use for a winter getaway anywhere you would like to use it. Every week we choose a winner that qualifies for the grand prize, and in fact the prize of blanket thermometers from Exergen, et cetera, et cetera. Ken Kessler has this week's winner of the blankets and the thermometers and becomes eligible automatically for the $1,000 Visa gift card getaway.
And this week's winner is Vicki Miller of Knoxville, Tennessee. Her tip is maintaining a good immune system with good nutrition, exercise, plenty of rest, and outlets for dealing with stress.
So if you're a mother, you're a father, you're a grandparent, you know best how you've taken care of your family during the horrible winter months. So if you want maybe to be the recipient yourself of a $1,000 Visa gift card to use for a winter getaway, or you'd like to get as a weekly prize the blankets, the thermometers, and that sort of thing that Exergen has for you, they've got you covered. The essence of it is to go to facebook.com/goodday show and to give us your tips. Pass them along. They're very handy, and we're sharing them with thousands, tens of thousands of people who check us out at facebook.com. Very cool stuff. Apparently, very few people, Richie, think to recycle their old cell phone. There's a survey released this week by Nokia finding that a mere 3% of the 6,500 people interviewed have recycled their mobile phones.
Oh, what a shame.
74% of customers say that they don't think about recycling their phones at all. 50% were not even aware phones could be recycled. That's pretty interesting.
Important thing. Down in the lobby of my office building here, they have a place where you can donate it to abused moms, wives, women. And then also, if you have an iPhone or something like that, you can sell them for a couple of $100.
Really?
And pays for the new iPhone you're about to go out and buy. So don't throw that phone away.
Do not throw that phone away. Give it away. A lot of consumers give the old cell phone to friends.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.